Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah! Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah. 630 area code requested the artist Leaky Lee. This is her song, Never Gonna Love Again. Leaky Lee. It's kind of an unflattering name, isn't it? How you doing? I'm Leaky Lee. Wow. All right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. How you doing, everybody? It's Wednesday morning. Good morning. We're here till 5 a.m. And then Steve Grzanich in with the opening bell. And then at 6 o'clock, it's Steve Cochran on WGN. So what do you think out there in radio land? What do you think about disgusting things that Chicagoans do? It's a little piece here from Time Out Chicago where they wrote about 13 things that Chicagoans do that are absolutely disgusting. Can you contribute? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Things that Chicagoans do that are disgusting. Now, Esmeralda, is there anything that you can think of that... That Chicagoans do that are disgusting?
I'm going to go with dipping a beef into the juice, into the au jus.
Well, okay. Hold on.
It's delicious, but think about it. It's like soggy bread, and it's wonderful, but like for an outsider, just like, hey, I'm going to have this sandwich, just dip it in some juice.
All right. Before we get to what the first one on this list is, let me give you a quick explanation. Here's what they say from Time Out Chicago. There's no way around it. Chicago gets gross. Just like any other huge city, most of us are relegated to using obscenely disgusting public utilities and use transit systems sodden with germs and residue from thousands of other fellow Chicagoans. Try not to think about it, but inevitably there comes a time when we do, and now is that time. Okay, are you ready for what number one is on this list, Esmeralda? And I don't know if it's in order.
Okay.
Eat Italian beef is number one.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of, it's a messy.
It's awesome.
It's wonderful, but it's real messy and like good. Like, you know, if someone who doesn't know just sees you eating this just drippy sandwich.
It says, though amazing, there's a whole stance you need to take to eat it. The meat juice drips down your arms and face. Just look at that hill of napkins accumulated. Just for one of those things. Portillo's probably has enough used Italian beef napkins to fill a dumpster every day. Yeah, I don't think it's disgusting, quite frankly. I think it's awesome. I guess if you're not from here and you see people eating an Italian beef the way that we eat Italian beef, I guess that's...
I mean, think about a sandwich and just like, I'm going to dip it in some juice.
Which is awesome.
And it's just going to be all drippy and
yeah.
Just going everywhere.
It's fantastic.
Great. Can't wait till the ants start crawling up your legs.
Well, I mean, because I grew up here, you know, I can't be objective about this. You know, I've been in this city for 51 years, and that's how you eat an Italian beef. I would think it was weird if you didn't eat it like that. All right. Disgusting things that Chicagoans do. 312-981-7200. Dan, do you agree about the Italian beef? You don't like hot liquids.
I do love it dipped, though. I always joke that if I'm eating soup, it's just bread that is with soup on top.
I gotcha. Okay.
But my entry is related to Italian beef. It's almost too good that it just like borders on grotesque, and that's Italian beef with an Italian sausage. In the bun.
The combo. Yeah.
I love it, but I hate it. You know, like, I just can't, like...
Yeah.
I mean, all those... Well...
That's what I'm going to...
Out of context is done for this week.
Hello! But, oh, it's already done.
Yeah,
all the calories.
You won't hear
too.
This one, but all those flavors in your mouth together at the same time, it's euphoric and disgusting.
Yeah, because Dan prepped... Early, we always have enough by Wednesday anyway, usually to fill up a segment of out of context. You know what I'm gonna do on Friday?
What's that?
I'm gonna bring Rachel True a combo and see what she thinks.
Oh, no. She's all about
She's all healthy, vegan. I'm just going to go, here, let me just show this to you. I won't, you know, you don't have to touch it. This is what we eat in this city. It'll be dripping. And then I'll just take a big bite out of it in front of her, and then she can just be disgusted by me for the rest of the weekend. Well, welcome to the city, Miss True, Miss Healthy Girl who eats vegan. She was an awesome interview, by the way. I cannot wait to meet her this weekend. Star of The Craft, by the way, for those of you who don't know. She was on earlier this week. You can hear the podcast of my interview with Rachel True. She's awesome. Okay, so Dan thinks the combo is disgusting. But Esmeralda agrees that the Italian beef is disgusting, but they both agree that it's awesome.
No, it's delicious.
All right. I don't care about disgusting or not. It doesn't matter to me. I'll eat both of those things. I'll shove it right down my throat. I don't care. All right, how about this one? Number two is utterly disregard public bathrooms when they fail. Remember the whole Wrigley Field debacle in April when cups of human pee littered the stadium? Yeah, that's gross, people. That's what it says. So, but that's guys, man. I don't know if that's strictly Chicagoan. Do women in Chicago, if there's a problem with the bathroom, do they just hike up the skirt and just go anywhere?
We just pee in the corner?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no. I mean, no, because, I mean, I don't know. So what was wrong? Well, no, they just didn't let you in, right?
No, they were under, everything was under construction.
Right, so they had
like half of the bleachers weren't even finished yet.
Yeah, I don't think girls can really just pop a squat in front of a bunch of people.
Guys were peeing in beer cups and then just like putting them on the...
Because they can at least, they can like face the wall and do it. And
well,
no
guys will pee anywhere. Guys will pee anywhere. That's not specific to Chicagoans. It's not like guys who are from Chicago pee outside more than guys from L.A. Or maybe not L.A. or New York, I would say.
And when it's a big group of people like
Yeah.
Just goes haywire.
All right, how about this? Number three on the list, we eat immediately after holding onto a pole on the CTA for 30 minutes. That's disgusting, they say. I don't even think about it. I don't know, man. I just don't even think about it. But I know it's gross. I mean, obviously, you're touching something on the CTA. Something bad happened there.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, there's only so many times you can wash your hands.
Yeah, I mean, if that were the case, you would have to walk around with a backpack filled entirely with Purell. That's how you'd have to live your life. You know what I mean? Like, you would have to have a lifetime supply of Purell just to walk down the street here for a day.
And then even when you go to the bathroom and wash your hands and then you leave, that the handle could be dirty.
Right.
So there it goes.
I don't even...
So it's like, whatever.
Well, that's what, you know, like so many people that I've talked to are like, yeah, man, I whenever I go to the bathroom, I flush with my foot. You know, I won't lock the door because I don't want to open it. I'll just kick it with my foot.
Right. It's a whole acrobatic.
It's like, come on,
routine.
Man.
I know you haven't been in a drinking establishment in a year plus now, but are you familiar with this toe hold opener thing?
No.
So it's basically like it's at the very bottom of the door, at the foot of the door.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a maybe 5-inch by 3-inch steel plate with a little grit on it. So it's like a little grid. And you use your toe. You put your toe on it and you can pull the door open using your foot. And that way you don't have to touch the handle at all.
Is that a new thing?
I've only seen it in the last year or so. But yeah, I mean, you know, that way you just use your, you know,
you don't have to use your hand to do anything.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not a germaphobe, man. Not in the least. Not in the least. You know, we've talked about like how so many people who work here come in, you know, and just like completely nuke their space with like Purell and bleach and wipes and stuff. I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I know it's probably disgusting, and I'm sure, like, if I came in into the studio early and saw who was sitting in this chair doing something to where I'm at right now, I'd be disgusted by it. But I don't know. I'm way, way not a germaphobe at all. All right. What other disgusting things do Chicagoans do? We've got more from Time Out Chicago. 13 things that Chicagoans do that are absolutely disgusting. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Somebody requested hot dog? Richard, you go ahead, play it. Let him hear it. Okay, it's the worst Led Zeppelin song ever recorded. The worst Led Zeppelin song ever recorded. Richard requested hot dog. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. It's weird. I did this play called The Vinyl Shop, which was a loose adaptation of High Fidelity. And in it... if you've read the book or you've seen the movie High Fidelity, you know that, and Esmeralda, you've seen the movie, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right, so you know that a lot of the movie is about these idiots in a record store comparing top five lists.
Yes.
Okay, so I wrote a scene in there about these guys writing their list of their top five best Zeppelin songs. So if you remember, the character that Jack Black played was a guy named Barry, and he was the most obnoxious of the three. So in the scene that I wrote for my play, where my friend Matt O'Neill played Barry, his number one song of all time by Zeppelin is Hot Dog. And I did that purposely because Hot Dog is the worst song that Led Zeppelin has ever recorded. So, and it would get a laugh every night. Like, people would just be like, yeah, number one Led Zeppelin song of all time, Hot Dog. And they're like, yeah, that's it. We're done. We're done with this list. Done. He also had Boogie with Stu was on his list. I can't remember what the other one is. Wearin' and Tearin' was the other one. And then by that point, they'd left the room. He was continuing his list after the two guys had left the room, but he was continuing to scream his list of best Zeppelin songs, number one being Hot Dog. Richard, thanks for listening. I love you, man, but that's the worst damn Zeppelin song of all time. And it's on In Through the Outdoor, which is the worst Zeppelin album. Okay. Let's see. We've got a list here of 13 things that Chicagoans do that are absolutely disgusting. Here's another one for the CTA. Now, here's a question, Esmeralda. As a frequent user of the CTA systems...
Yes.
What are we supposed to, this next one that I'm going to read, what are we supposed to do about it? Okay? Just think that. What are we supposed to do about it? Number four on the list is you sit in fabric-covered seats on the train that have almost certainly been peed on before. So what are we supposed to do about it?
It's dried. You just got to worry if it's wet.
That's like when George Costanza buys the couch that Poppy peed on. In the episode of Seinfeld, he just turns the cushion over.
I mean, there's so much more to worry about. A little pee on your pants is not going to ruin. It can't. You can't have that ruin your whole day. And I've had it where I'm sitting in a chair and I'm not sure. Mm. It feels cold.
I know. I've been there too.
And yeah, you don't know if it's just cold or someone did pee in it.
I know. I'll tell you, man, I know exactly what you mean. You sit down and you kind of go, oh, man, something bad happened here. I know it.
Yeah, you're not sure. And you're scared. I'm usually scared to check.
Yep.
Because then you're
I think anybody who's used the CTA has had that experience. But my question again, Esmeralda, before I read it, what are we supposed to do about it?
Stand?
I'm not going to stand.
I don't think so.
No. And then what? Oh, stand and hold that disgusting pole for 30 minutes? Oh!
And then you get knocked around.
Oh, what are you supposed to do on the CTA? Not touch anything? I mean, how do you, according to this list, you have to float. When you ride the L or the bus.
Or train surf, if I've seen people do.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Hey. This is making me laugh. First of all, this list is ridiculous because, in case people don't notice, every big city is disgusting.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I mean, because, but you know what, Kerry, it's written by Time Out Chicago. So it's, you know, it's, that's why it's got that local angle.
Well, yeah, but I mean, okay, yeah, so the other thing is, yeah, guys are gross. We pee anywhere because we can. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But I've had the pleasure and unpleasure, and I mean that because I like it and I hate it, of spending some time in Manhattan this year for work.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about a disgusting place.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have alleys. They don't have, you know, they don't have lower Wacker Drive where you can put garbage. They, 6 o'clock in the morning, they start stacking up stinky garbage, and it's there all day.
They have no alleys. Garbage is on the curb. Like, bags of garbage is on the curb.
Right. It's awful. And at night,
Can I ask you this, Kerry? Have you ever been there during a garbage strike?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should. You should. I was there one time in the middle of July during a garbage strike. It was unbelievable.
I can't even imagine because it stinks so bad just when there's no strike.
I know, man.
So, yeah, it's every big city is gross. And, yeah, just live with it. And, you know, on the street you get, you grab the pole.
There you go. What are you going to do?
If you don't grab the pole, I mean, you know, kids, they say that they're getting asthma now and their immune systems are down because they don't grab poles and they don't play in the dirt. there's nothing wrong with grabbing the pole.
Okay. Nothing wrong with grabbing the pole. Are we marking that one down? All right, Kerry, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong with grabbing the pole. I believe that's the quote of the day. Esmeralda, there's nothing wrong with grabbing the pole.
You said it, Nick.
All right, 630 area code says it's gross to eat hot dogs without ketchup. No, you got that backwards, my friend. 708 area code says dipping French fries into Frosties is gross.
It's delicious.
Now, can't you see how somebody might find that gross, though, Esmeralda?
No.
No, okay.
There's a sweet and savory.
Just like I don't see how it's gross to eat an Italian beef that's been triple dipped. 262 area code, saving parking spaces on the street in winter is ridiculous. Well, it's not gross. It doesn't really fit into the category. I agree. Dibs are moronic. I hate dibs. I hate them. But it's not gross. It's just stupid and selfish. Alfredo says, Chicagoans can't let go of the 69 Cubs. They act as if they actually won the World Series. Hopefully this year we can put that to rest. Great show as always. Again, not gross. I think some people are missing the point here. It's not gross. Like, do you get grossed out when I mention the 69 Cubs? If I go 69 Cubs, you go, ugh, oh, ugh. And you immediately start washing your hands or something or gargling? I don't know.
Yeah, gross as in icky.
Yeah. 815 area code, rainbow cones, great but not great looking.
Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, and they're not even remotely gross. Are people okay this morning, Dan? Is there something? Do people not understand what gross means?
I think you've tapped into a nerve that people can complain about the things they don't like about the city.
I see. All right. Well, all right. We can open that up.
Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody.
You know what I think is gross is the alleys on a summer day. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
they just reek.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are just...
You don't even have to go into the alley.
No.
There's just the... It wafts out.
Yep.
It's the... Ugh. Yep. There's one by my house in particular. That one always smells. It does not fail. It is awful.
Yeah. You ever live near a viaduct?
No.
Pleasant.
Those haven't been, well, yeah, they're a little pea smelly.
Well, yes, they are. I happen to live right next to a viaduct right at this time in my life. And I grew up I grew up next to L tracks. Under the L tracks. That's pleasant. So maybe that's why I'm so desensitized to this stuff. Jeez.
It's made you stronger.
First of all, I grew up in the 70s when, you know, the idea of playing, we used to climb the L tracks. We would climb the L tracks and then not wash our hands or anything. You cut your leg open on a busted piece of glass in the alley and your mom slapped Mercurochrome on it and you went back outside and bled all over the place. That's what the 70s were, man. Everybody's freaking out about a pole on the train. I'm not going to touch that. Shut up. Grew up in the 70s, man. In the city, in the streets. I'm a street tough. I'm a street tough. Now, I have to take a break and then think about how excited I am about the Gilmore Girls returning to Netflix. That's how much of a street tough I am. All right, news is next. And his ears will never hear the children's cries. Yeah. I got to say, you know, sometimes Wild Card Wednesday, I believe, is my favorite of the themed bump things that we do, Dan. Would you say?
It is wild.
Mike went deep with Kansas here on this Closet Chronicles from Kansas. I think a lot of people, you know, if it's not Dust in the Wind or Carry On My Wayward Son, that everything else is deep. But which is not true, because Kansas actually had a lot of hits. You ever hear Kansas? Woo! Point of No Return. That song's a jam. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning. And Steve Grzanich is coming up at 5 with the opening bell. We're talking about 13 things that Chicagoans do that are absolutely disgusting, according to Time Out Chicago. Oh, Richard is the man who requested hot dog. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chicago. Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, bear with me. We're going to time hop around the north side. In the early 90s, I was living by Foster and Broadway.
Okay.
Fast forward a couple years, I moved to Logan Square. When I discovered the Nick DiGilio radio show, I would go to sleep at night and you'd be on. Mm-hmm. I'd wake up in the morning and you'd be on again, and I'd be like, what is going on with this guy? But the thing was, you would always bring something to the show that I had been through or had seen a show, and I always agreed with your take on something. So one day, I was riding my bike back through Foster and Clark after I hadn't been there for a while, and they built these obstructions in the street. I couldn't understand these three posts for about a mile up Clark Street, and it made it dangerous, and I was like, whoever green-lighted this should be fired.
Right.
Well, I went home that night, and you were ranting and raving about these things in the middle of the street. And I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one. But the thing about it, Nick, was everything on the radio, your movie reviews, I agreed with you on everything.
Yeah.
And then one day you're like, all right, I love Led Zeppelin, but I can't stand hot dog. And I'm like, oh, my God, one of my favorite songs of all time. Thank God that this guy... that it's not, I don't have to bust out the tinfoil hat because he agrees with everything I think. And I thought, that's pretty damn cool.
So the one thing we disagree on is hot dog.
Hopefully it's not the only thing, but I'm just going to leave you with this. If I ever find that girl, I know one thing for sure. I'm going to give her something like she never had before.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Nick.
That's the call of the week, my friends. He was so upset that I didn't like hot dog. Or
everything
no, relieved.
Else.
He sounded relieved.
Right. Yeah. Because he thought, you know, you
it's
had... Like,
this is a little weird that he agrees with everything.
Straight line into his head.
That's right. God. That's funny. You ready for more disgusting Chicago habits?
Sure.
Okay. Number five on the list is not washing winter jackets and boots.
Oh, that's everywhere.
Winter lasts months. A cycle through the laundry lasts an hour. Why do we persist on this behavior when it's so easy to stay inside one weekend and throw a load into the washing machine? Not washing your winter coat or your boots.
I don't wash it because it's dry clean only. And then what am I supposed to do?
That's right.
I don't
and
have a
you
coat.
Can't, and you can't take the CTA to the dry cleaners. God forbid you sit down.
Oh, no. That coat is just full of germs.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that either. One of my winter coat. Well, I have two that I use that I wear. But actually, both of them are dry clean only.
I mean, sure. My mother's disgusted with me. So
yeah.
It's not just...
Okay.
It's not everyone in Chicago.
Six says that we are more infested with bed bugs than New York.
Oh, I did hear that. A bit.
Chicago topped Orkin's list of most bed bug ridden cities in the America.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah. That's gross.
That is gross.
Yeah. You know, I always kind of here's what you have to do. If you travel, always check the bottom of your bag before you put it on your bed, like when you get home.
Yeah.
Like if you put it on the floor in a hotel room or on a bed in a hotel room, clean the bottom of the bag before you even attempt to put it on your bed.
Well, you know what, too?
That's where most of it comes. That's a lot of it comes
from. You check the mattress.
Yeah.
In the hotel, if you're in you check the corners to see little blood spots.
Yeah.
Because that'll be bed bugs.
That's good. That's good. I'm going to be in a hotel all weekend.
So you check
I'm going to have to check it as soon as I get in.
Check the corners of that bed.
Yeah. Let's see. Wait a second. I want to see if I have this for the next for the next text. Oh yeah. Okay. Is it? Maybe this isn't the right one. Oh no, it wouldn't be under that. I'm looking for a soundbite here.
Also, you can get a dog. Isn't there? There's dogs that can
that what
find bed bugs.
Dogs can do anything.
You can pay to have a dog come into your house and see if you have bed bugs.
They can. You can pay a dog in what bones?
Bones, yeah, in dog chow.
Okay, I can't find the soundbite, so I'm gonna have to do. I can't find it. Anyway, it says I'm grossed out. 262 area code says I'm grossed out when I hear Brant Brown's name. And if I could have found the. We have that, don't we, Dan? Somewhere?
Yeah, it's somewhere.
I have it somewhere. It's not this.
Yay.
That's... It's not that.
Well, who's Brant Brown?
Who's Brant Brown? Brant Brown is a former outfielder for the Chicago Cubs, who in 1998... dropped a routine fly ball that was part of a 7-run inning where the Brewers actually ended up beating the Cubs, and I was at that game.
Oh,
is it that one? Is it this one? It's not this one, Dan.
Anytime you're with Nick, it's a good time.
No, that's Ron talking about me.
The next page is alphabetical, so I was hoping it might have been.
It's under Brant Brown. It used to be called Brant Brown, but it's when he dropped the ball, when Brant Brown dropped the ball, Ronnie like lost it. No! Oh no! And we have that somewhere.
Brilliant.
We have the sound.
So did this fellow texter.
What?
The texter who does.
The texter. I don't know what's going on. My mind is all foggy. I've been grabbing CTA polls all week. Wild Bill says, Nick, don't you get grossed out by the White Sox winning the 2005 World Series? Thank you for bringing that up, Bill. Appreciate that. And it was involuntary, but I felt physical pain when they won.
Oh, did your heart break?
I was hurt. Like, I, honest to God, I felt physical pain. When the White Sox won the World Series in 2005, I felt physical pain.
Wow. Couldn't have felt.
I'm not a Sox fan.
Right, but, you know, you couldn't have had just an ounce of, oh, good for you guys.
No.
Jeez.
No. Are you nuts?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because they're here in the city?
No.
No?
All
right.
No. Mm-hmm. No joy whatsoever for the
White
Sox
apart.
Winning the World Series. No. 815 area code is gross is when someone takes your hand on a city bus and begins to read your palm and you want to eat your Garrett's popcorn.
Ew. I at least acknowledge the fact that it's gross and don't eat on the bus. Especially such a messy food.
I'm picturing the person who wanted to read your palm going, what the hell is all this cheese and caramel doing all over your hand?
Oh, man.
This is gross. I made a mistake by trying to read your palm. This is disgusting.
Yeah, they're probably, ugh.
All right, here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I just thought I'd point out something about, they say it's gross holding the pole on the train or sitting on the train. When you're standing on that platform, you're praying you don't get touched by one of those rat birds.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Mean pigeons, Yeah, pigeons. Those are lovely.
I've had to duck.
You think it's bad on the train.
Well, you know what? And again, once again, I want to tell you that I live next to a viaduct.
Yeah.
And the amount of pigeon crap
oh my gosh
underneath there, it's an L stop slash viaduct. So it's in addition, it's an L stop and a viaduct and an expressway. So it's got all kinds of fun stuff happening. It's just a menage of fun stuff when you walk out in front of my building.
By the way, not just the platform. I've been on a train where a pigeon has gotten on.
Gotten on the train?
He's walked onto the train.
That's... Were you on the subway?
No.
Well, that was
the CTA.
Yeah, the CTA, yeah.
He just walked on.
That's amazing.
And you... didn't you say before that when you were living in the 70s, Chicago was pretty much drowning in dog poo?
It was dog poo everywhere, Jasmine.
Nobody
cleaned up after their dogs. Nobody did.
If it was in the 90s like this.
Yeah, it was even... No, this was in the... It was terrible.
Yeah, no one cared.
Yeah. Jasmine, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, 70s was... I've never lived it, but I've seen movies. It looks just dirty.
I'm telling you. It was an obstacle course to walk home from school. There's dog crap everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And, you know, it was like I was saying, in the 70s and even into the 80s, you could do a joke in a movie or on a TV show and go, oh, man, because you stepped in some and then you got to scrape your foot. That was like a common sight gag on television and in movies because it happened all the time.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. You know, and we would, like, play baseball out in the alley and stuff.
Oh, no.
And then sometimes, like, fall down and there's a nice arm full of dog crap in the alley.
You must have the best immune system.
I don't know, man.
Just withstand any disease.
It's the 70s. I'm telling you. The 70s were just, like, I've talked about this a million times. The fact that people around my age didn't die when they were 13 is unbelievable.
Forget the Black Plague.
No.
Tuberculosis.
No, just the city and toys. That's it. The toys that were like okay for kids to play with. Here's a wood burning kit. You ever have a wood burning kit?
No.
Do you know what a wood burning kit is?
Yeah.
It's a soldering iron.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. You give a soldering iron and a hunk of wood to a 6-year-old.
What's the ones you would throw?
Jarts?
The javelin? Yeah, jarts.
Jarts, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
70s were amazing, man. Amazing.
You made it. You made it through.
Yeah, that's a chemistry set. That was always a good one, too. The chemistry set. What am I drinking? I don't know. It's chemistry, so it's fine. It's safe. Here's flames and liquid. Go ahead, kids.
Do it on top of your shag carpeting.
Yeah. After you come in from rolling in dog crap in the streets all day. Climbing on the L tracks. Mercuricomb dripping down your legs. Yeah. Silence, 708 area code, I want to thank you. This is level 42. What?
I like that you threw out devil horns.
It's a jam.
As you heard this.
708 area code said we just got to get some level 42 today. And it's a deep cut. Physical presence. That's a deep cut. For most people, all level 42 is a deep cut.
Yeah.
They rule. Okay, Esmeralda, I want you to get ready for this next one that's on the list. Well, by the way, it's Nick DiGilio. It's WGN. And we're talking about, according to Time Out Chicago, 13 things that Chicagoans do that are disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting that they love the hell out of the tamale guy's tamales.
Now, I'm offended.
Let me read the description, okay?
Okay.
Before... And you know I'm going to side with you on this.
Yeah.
You know that. This, despite the fact that we don't know how they were cooked, who made them, or what unregulated environment they were created in. And, they're in a cooler that's at least a decade old he's been walking around with literally all night. So that's the explanation.
And they're still steaming hot.
Yes.
So, there. I hate that whole, like, we don't know where it was made and this and that. It's like, come on. It's delicious.
The tamale guy's tamales rule.
Yeah.
They rule.
They're so good.
And I have to say this. It's the number one thing that I miss about going to bars. I'm not kidding. Even though I'm an alcoholic, I don't miss the booze as much as
tamales,
I miss the tamales.
Man.
That's what I miss.
I'll have to, next time I see him, I'll get two bags.
Get two bags, yeah.
What do you want, pork, chicken, or cheese?
Pork.
Okay, yes.
It's just good, so good they're choice. So good.
They are.
They're
that
so,
sauce, man.
So good. He would. He's a. Every time he would come in, because I used to hang out at a bar called Ricochet's.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he came in, rock star. Boom.
Yeah.
Everybody would pull out a five and go, just come on over, buddy.
Yeah. He's got a, he has, I mean, probably not anymore, probably graduated, but he had a kid in law school in California.
And he put him through law school selling tamales.
Yeah, with tamale money.
I need some of that tamale money.
I was like, good for you.
I love the tamale guy. I don't care. I don't care where they're made. I don't care. He carries them around in a cooler. I don't care.
I like how they're like, how are they cooked?
It's like, a tamale.
Over fire. Who beats me? Well, I mean, I know they steam them, but.
Yeah. Yes, they do. You know how to make a tamale.
I do know how to make it, but still. It's like, what? Come on.
Number eight on the list, and this is kind of similar to what we were talking about in the last segment,
mm-hmm.
not picking up dog poo all winter long, so when spring hits, the grass is basically poop soup.
That's not everybody, is it?
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, because they think the snow's going to
hide snow is going to. You can just kick the snow over a little bit and just cover it. Ugh. My dog didn't do anything. Look. Number nine, lying in the on the sand at a dog beach.
Oh, no.
Yeah, where the dogs have done their business.
No, that is gross. Why would you sit on that?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know anybody who would do that.
You know who does it?
Who?
Dog people. Because they're owned. They don't care. They have dogs. Those dogs are roaming around their house.
You can tell. You can
licking themselves.
You
they
can
don't
tell
care.
That Esmeralda is a cat person.
Yeah.
As am I.
I mean, cats are the same. They're cleaning themselves off, and then you're like, oh, come here, kitty. And
yeah.
Licking your hand, and you're just fine with it.
Yeah. 630 area code says, hey, Nick, I love your show. You keep getting me up earlier and earlier. Oh, well, thank you. Oh! how about this? It's gross to dip perfectly good Italian bread in juice, but the beef itself is very fatty. The dye hides it.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I don't get it. What? What dye?
The dye that's in the beef, I guess.
That's not dyed.
Might be. I don't know.
They dye the beef.
To make it look like it's not fatty?
That's what?
To make it kind of look all one color?
No.
I don't know. I don't care. Again, I don't care. You could talk about, people could be, it's gross. It's all fatty. I don't care.
That's
it's good. It's
good.
Part. It tastes good. Next on the list is the urinal trough at Wrigley.
Yeah, that's probably gross.
It's yeah. You know, if you're concerned about splashback, forget it.
Ooh, yeah. And then it's all from beer.
Yeah.
Most
no,
of
you're
oh, going to no.
get, here's the thing. If you use the trough at Wrigley Field, you are going to, let's say you go to a game, you go like three times to the bathroom during the course of the game. At some point during the course of that day, you will have other men's urine on your pants or hands.
Probably, yeah.
No. It's an absolute certainty.
Yeah. Ugh.
Quick clarification. The texter means that the juice ends up dyeing the beef.
Oh.
So the au jus juice.
So you don't know it that it's fatty because you've got the beef.
Yeah, but the
juice.
Au jus is brown because it's been, because it's beef broth. Too, right?
Yeah, but I guess it's because it's wet. It's wetter. You're not worried so much about the fat.
Wait, the fat in the beef or fat in the broth?
I have no idea. I don't know. It doesn't
Either
matter.
Either way,
me.
That fat is delicious.
Boiled hot dogs are disgusting. No, they're not.
I mean, it's fine. I'd rather a char broiled.
Well, you got to go to Char Village.
I'd rather a charred dog, but no, that's fine. Just don't drink the hot dog water.
So let's see, bar food appetizers, they all have the same stuff and it does not rule. Okay.
Depends on where you go.
I guess.
This person is very
angry. Just angry. 224 area code says, how about former Cub Moises Alou peeing on his hands before a game?
Wait, why would he do that?
Was he stung by a stingray? What happened?
Just every day.
Moises Alou would pee on his hands?
Yeah.
How do I not know this?
He had a pet jellyfish. Did you
yeah,
know that?
He didn't wear batting gloves, and he believed that it toughened up his
hands. Oh, God, that's right. I just remembered that. I'm just remembering that now. No wonder he was so angry when he missed that foul ball. He had pee on his hands. That wasn't Bartman's fault. Moises Alou was upset because he had pee hands.
If anything, Bartman should be mad because those pee hands are very close to him.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Let's find out. Yeah, the opening bell is coming up next. And here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
You know, good morning.
You're underselling the 70s because we not only lived there, we survived, and you forgot to mention we had leaded gas.
Yep.
And no seat belts.
Oh, yeah.
No
seat
belts.
I once cracked my head open in the car because my dad made a left.
Yeah. I actually fell out of a car.
Yeah.
From the back seat when my mom turned a corner because I was playing around with the doorknob.
Absolutely. That's the 70s, man. That's how you lived.
Yeah. And you know what? We all survived. We didn't have peanut allergies. We didn't have any of these.
That's right.
You know?
I cracked my head open, too. Boy, yeah. We all have something.
We all cracked our heads open. If you were born in the 70s, I don't think there was a time. I don't think any kid who grew up in the 70s didn't split their head open at least once.
Or the 60s.
What does that say about the talent here at WGN?
What does that say about the talent?
Hey, we all had concussions.
Survived.
That's right.
We're survivors.
You know, here's the thing. We all had concussions, Mayor, but we didn't know it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because we were too busy scraping dog crap off our...
That's exactly
And we
right.
fell off our bike the next day and got mercurochrome. We were fine.
And then got on the slip and slide.
Yeah. And then threw some darts at our brothers.
Lawn darts. Yeah, exactly. I actually have a scar from lawn darts.
Yeah?
Yeah. I nearly put out my eye.
It's a dangerous world.
Yeah, but we're here. And we'll have the opening bell next.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Have no idea what's coming up on the show, but he survived the 70s. That's what counts. And he's going to be your host on the opening bell. Hey, Esmeralda.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow. And by the way, number 12 on this list, it's disgusting. It says, genuinely enjoying Malort. I did.
V likes Malort.
I did, too, when I was a drinker.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the amount of Malort I drank. Yeah. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back.